Well, when I was at Murphy Radio, I was an apprentice in the tour room. Had a sports day every year. I was quite a good runner in those days. These are me winning the mile at Murphy Sports.
That was on Handside Playing Fields, where the rugby club plays now. I had big marquees. The whole town turned up. There was bunting in the field. There was a dance in the evening with a band.
You can see the number of people that were.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we were a small town. Murphy Radio was quite a big employer.
The biggest employer.
Word got around. I don't remember ever seeing a poster advertising it, but the whole town turned up. Yes. And had a wonderful day out. It's a wheelbarrow race, isn't it, with David Mercer? Verley Sports Club. Oh, the Gosling now, really.
St Albans,
yes. There was a team of chaps, and they used to go to sports meetings. I can remember one day we had, there was a Murphy Radio Sports Day, and they cleaned up the races there.
Verley Athletic Club, Paul. Verley came a little later. It was renamed, but there's always been an athletic club from the 20s. Harry Wilson and people was the.
He was a big name in our. He's in.
He trained
the Olympic.
Yes,
hopeful.
He trained in.
That's Harry Wilson there. He was a trainer.
He worked at Murphy Radio, but and he trained one of their top athletes.
Yes, he did.
We trained every week. We trained usually two nights a week, usually. In my teens and early 20s and things like that.
And to get money for Gosling Stadium, to build the stadium, the athletic club used to hold bingo meetings, was it, at the Woodman pub, and made money towards the building of the Gosling Stadium.
So about how many of you would there be in the athletic club?
30-odd, I suppose.
20s?
Yes, teenagers, 20s. By the middle 20s, I'd virtually given up.
Well, Pertrie Boys Club was a purpose-built building in Pertrie Lane. It is now YMCA, isn't
yes.
it? You know it. Actually, when my father's time, Pertrie Boys Club was operative,
yes,
because
was,
my father boxed and was a county champion. Very early days. And it was splendid. In our time, the boys' club had this lovely building, and the girls started their own club in the Methodist Church, which was a little building, wooden building, clad with
corrugated iron.
Next to Pertrie Boys' Club.
Right.
And the Pertrie Girls' Club used to meet in this building. And for ballroom dancing, learning to dance, we would join the boys in their
main hall.
you had this lovely PE room, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes,
climbing frames at the sides and whatnot. Mm. Anyway, we Mrs. Bird, who was a dear lady, who was in probably in her 60s there, but what an energetic woman she was! She played tennis like a champ. She taught ballet. And she taught us ballroom dancing. You know, we'd line up, boys at one side, girls at the other, and you'd just walk towards or across, whatever. And then we'd practice ballroom dancing. And then on Saturdays, they had what we call teenage dances. And they had a three-piece combo which sat on the stage.
The night halls.
Every Saturday we used to have ballroom dances. And one would get, you know, your clothes altered or slightly different each Saturday. Got a red hot sewing machine for Saturday evening.
Right.
They were great fun.
The
Pertrie Boys Club did pantomimes every year.
Do you remember the guy who played the squeeze box?
Don Carter, yes. But the pantomime was something that there was collaboration with. And we also had a Mr. Williams who ran the choir, a Welling Garden City Male Voice Choir. Was it Gordon Williams? Well, he used to sometimes get involved with the club. But the girls had a little choir at one time. But I don't recall us doing any prestigious concerts or anything of the sort. Ron Mende ran the boys' club. The first time, few years, and then
he was actually boss of the Deep Element Corporation.
And then you had
George Cooper was the boss of the Boys Club.
Yes, and I think he was a Boys Club professional, if you like. We had netball teams, and you had sports teams, there were football teams.
Yeah, we had four football teams.
So did you play other clubs when you were playing netball?
Oh, yes. I mean, the Hatfield Hyde playing field on a Saturday was full of football teams.
Mm. Competing teams.
Yeah, we do. We still trained in the woods. In fact, I've got a film of that too. You know the big dell in Sheridan Woods, do you know?
Yes.
We used to train around there on Sunday mornings with teams. You know, we'd have, say, three, four teams.
And was that part of Verley?
Yes, that was part of Verley. Yes.
Right.
Yes. On Sunday mornings, there were probably 20 of us. And of course, Harry Wilson was the champion of it all. Well, yes, Harry was the leading light, certainly.